On this particular episode, I would like to share my opinion on some of the things that people believe or their belief system. I think that people have not decided to be wealthy. You know, making a decision to be wealthy does not mean that in just a day you have made a lot of money. So in this category, I'm just not talking to people who are fighting and the system is not really favoring them. But I'm talking about people who do nothing and they think that they have to be wealthy. But sincerely speaking, they have not decided to be wealthy. They talk about it. They hate poverty. They discuss it. But they have not made a definite decision to be wealthy. They don't have a goal to be wealthy. If you have not made a decision, certainly you don't have a goal. You may be going out there, you may be coming in, you may be going everywhere trying to get something going. But so far as you don't have a documented goal, I don't think you have decided to be wealthy. For people who are wealthy above are telling us the strategy, and one of them is to have a set goal. So if you don't have it, then it means there is no specific decision on being wealthy. And they lack the formula. The second thing is they lack the formula of wealth. If I know someone who have been wealthy, I think that I need to be a friend to the person. If I cannot be directly a friend to the person, any material that the person has put out there that I can read, I can study, I can analyze to add it to mine, that will become the formula that I will be using to attain that success journey. If I don't do it that way, then it means that I'm just hoping that one day a luck falls on me, I become successful, but I'm not ready to do anything about it. They lack also the mental transition from poverty to abundance. The mental transition is something that I suffered so much, and I think that a lot of people too will be suffering that, you know. A lot of times you bring that poverty kind of mindset, maybe the poverty or the poor way of dressing, the poor way of seeing things, even though you have made a decision, you have documented it down and you are moving. But the mental transition from poverty into financial stability or financial abundance, it's very, very difficult. It's one of the difficult things ever. Because even the people in your environment will be saying that you are now raising your shoulder, you are trying to say that we are nobody and all kinds of things. So the mental transition is a very difficult thing. And if you are facing the same thing, I understand sincerely. There is no doubt about it. But it is something that you need to deal with. You need to transform yourself from that level to another. I had opportunity to be handling close to 200 people who were working with me, and instead of me to sit in the office and then have a supervisor to monitor, because my previous life I'm always on the job and doing it myself, I could not sit down and then I have to move in. I even sat behind some of the machines to operate it, thinking that I want it to be done faster and people are not doing it like that, so I want to take it and do it myself. This kind of attitude does not bring success, okay? Being a manager means that you see things people don't see. At least you can call people to order, you can tell them what to do. But if you leave the managerial role in the name of you want a certain kind of energy and you go and sit down yourself, replacing the 100 and something people cannot complete the job. You yourself cannot be able to sit with the machines of 100 and something people. So you see, the mental transition that right now you are in a bossy position or you are in the leadership position, you are still behaving like once the person who was the main laborer. So I will leave you here. Doesn't mean I will have more episodes about those things and then we discuss it. The last part is of a major concern to me, the mental transition. You may even have money in your pocket and Everything about you says that you're a poor person and you don't even know that you are doing that against yourself. So without much ado, thank you very much. If any of the lessons I've shared in this particular episode resonate with you, kindly share it with a friend and let them also benefit. Remember, sharing means you care. Even if you know about it already, still share. You might not know who you will be saving. Have a wonderful time. Bye-bye.